Salaam alaikum. This is your beloved brother Rod Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege and surely I'm highly honored, brothers and sisters, to be able to address you and try to give back something that may be very beneficial to you. I speak from the Holy Quran, and surely that is very beneficial to you. And I tried my best to tell you what God says, not what I say. I tried to explain the things that we see in the Holy Quran, but most of the time we do not comprehend it. And therefore, we are not able to bring it to fruition to allow you to grow in the world and grow into society. Now, I'm not special. We all came in this world equal. We have an equal opportunity to go out and search for knowledge. We have the opportunity to be all that we want to be that is good. Now, sometimes that we like to do things that's not good, and Allah will reward you. Why? Because he gave you permission to do so. But the difference from good and the difference from not doing good is simple. One, it will take you to paradise if you try your best to do good. It's a struggle to your Lord to prove that you are gratified and satisfied and appreciate the things that Allah has given to you. That will be difficult. But Allah says first comes difficulties and then comes ease. And if you realize first comes difficulty and comes ease, anything comes easy, you should run like hell. Because it's not God. You have to come in this world, and it's very difficult for that woman to bear that child and then produce it on the operation table where she can lose her life. And that's a gift to the world. And then if you come out of that womb and you don't breathe in Allah's spirit, you come out stillborn. You won't live in this world. So everything is a struggle. Everything good is a struggle. And that which you choose to do wrong, that might be easy to you, and surely you'll be rewarded. But it's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. Simple. It's a simple mathematics. It's not difficult at all. And most of you all that know me, I don't know what I'm going to speak about. If I pondered it in my mind what I would speak about, but then sometimes something comes to me and will change that immediately. And I was speaking to my niece, and we was talking, Salima. And I keep bringing up Salima because I am so ecstatic that Salima and her sister is going to take over Saturday next month. And her sister's a doctor. And she's an educated young lady. And I'm just so proud of them because their mother and father is proud of them. And Salima was talking about things that she dreams about, but we don't understand the people we love, they're not dead. They're still here in spirit. You'll never, ever get rid of your mother, your father, your siblings, your loved ones, your husband, your wife. You always think about them. But I was asked a question, and I don't mind speaking about it because these are the things that come to me, and it's you, brothers and sisters, that gives me my topic. And today, I realize that the Quran is for all mankind. But most people do not grasp that understanding. And I'm not talking about you who's struggling and trying to read the Holy Quran. I'm talking about the men that claims that they have the knowledge of the Quran. And because of that reason, they won't talk to you because why? You didn't take Shahada. You didn't take Shahada Tain. And you don't believe like they believe, so they reject you. They don't tell you that. But you will see most of them will pass you by and won't say anything. I can't say that I'm a victim of that, because it bothers me that I don't speak to a man or a woman or even a child. Now, you say children should speak to you first, but I'll beat them to the punch. Hey, little man, how you doing? And when I see a young lady, you okay? And if I see a man, how you feel, brother? Now, I shocked a Caucasian yesterday because he was so everybody that went to Verizon, including me. His name was Paul. And I said to him, they should give you the name the Pope, Paul. He laughed. Everybody laughed. But he helped everybody. He did not work for Verizon, but he was waiting to be waited on. And everybody didn't know what they was doing and why they had to check in, including me. He went to his car to get things that people wanted. Who is this guy? All I could tell you, I said to him, you see the palm of my hand, my right hand, that's heaven. You see this finger that I'm sticking up, that's you. I said, every time you do something, you're getting close to paradise. And a Caucasian female said, my God, that was a very beautiful saying and the accolades that you gave to him. I mean, he did this for over an hour because we all had to wait. I didn't mind because my system had went down and I was trying to change my phone and I was just upset that my context wasn't transferred. So I had a little problem, brothers and sisters, but I was so ecstatic in seeing people being people and loving each other. And that's the way we ought to be. So we don't come into that song and other song, or we don't care anything about you. And so that said, maybe I should speak about that. And then talking to Salima, she told me about her dream and so forth and so on. And I said, you know what? I want to speak about the sore us. Us. And I said, it's amazing because you can write volumes on that sore. I can be here for a whole year just telling y'all about that sore alone. But every time I get to do it, it seems like something else enter into my mind because it is not a sore that I can just say, Baus. You see, the token of time. And I got a call from a young lady that said, you remember you said what time it is? My God, you did a wonderful job. Now, these accolades don't blow my head up. It just makes me be humble. It's the way God talks to you. Because Allah says, if the earth was plentiful, listen, if the earth was plentiful with the angels, he would send you an angel. He said, but I plenteth my earth with what? Man. That means we human beings. He plenteth the earth with men. So he sends men to men. Now, keep in mind, yes, we're different from the neck down, male and female. But keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that intellectual mind, that brain, that gift that God gave you on that big body, little head sitting on that big body, controlling those things that God has given you, whether they feet, their arms, their legs, fingers, or hand, whatever it may be, you in charge. That's your real estate. If you don't understand that's your real estate, and you got a major problem. You're in charge of that real estate. Yes, you worry about somebody else's real estate. You are earthly people, and you're gifted, and Allah put you in charge. There's no compulsory. And this is why Satan did not like us. If Satan don't like us, he's a very intelligent creature. There's only three creatures, brothers and sisters. That's angel and the jinn and us. We don't have a clue what all that means. We read about the jinn, but we don't know that jinn. But that jinn know you. And you don't know the angels, but the angels know you. But isn't it amazing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorified his name, has created for us the angels and the jinn. Now there are some jinns that follow Iblis, the chief jinn, the one you refer to as a devil. Yes, you refer to him as that, and it's okay. If that's what you believe he is, he's a devil. But nevertheless, keep in mind that he did not give up on God. And nobody tell you that jinn gave up on God. That jinn wants to prove to God that you and I are not worthy. That's all it is. We're not worthy. And because we're not worthy, brothers and sisters, because of that reason, he told Allah that he will prove to us that we are not worthy. Now keep in mind, that there are good jinns. For in the Holy Quran it says there's a group of jinns that heard a beautiful recital, nor jinn nor man will ignore that recital. So that alone tells you that God says there's good jinns here. And if you study Solomon, and Solomon will tell you that he was blessed to be able to talk to the angel, to the jinn. My brother and sister, he can talk to the air, talk to the birds. He was a righteous man. I love speaking about Solomon. But everything that God sent to us is us. And if we recognize that, we'll understand what time it is. And so I had a beautiful sister that I wasn't angry with her. I was upset that I thought she regressed. And this is a beautiful sister. Now, my phone went down, and she was texting me saying, "Forgive me, I didn't mean to say that." See, that's a human being. We all make mistakes, but then we repent. Now, you don't have to repent to me. When you do that, God hears it. And when God hears it, it's written on your portfolio. You'll get blessed in this world and the hereafter. When you don't mean to do something and you do it, and then you beg for forgiveness. And then you tell that individual, "I apologize." Yes, it's written on your portfolio. We all have a portfolio. And keep in mind, you're going to have to carry it. If it's in your left hand, you're on the way to hell. If it's behind your back, you're in the hell fire. And if you're carrying it in your right hand, you can understand you're going to make it. Now, these are just metaphors. A lot of them judge it by hands and judge it by a book. But it gives you the clear understanding, because we are physical, it gives you the clear understanding that you're going to be tried on the final day of judgment. But it says our lips will be sealed. So you can't talk your way out of this. It's your portfolio. And that angel on your left, you don't know about him. He's quiet. But the angel on his right, he whispers to you, "Something tells me don't go out." Who is it? Who's this something? Everybody says, including me, "Wow, I was told not to wear that, but I wore it anyway. I was told not to go that way." That's the angels talking to you. When you're in tune with your nature, you can hear that angel. But that angel helps you get to paradise. But that angel on the left, he'll take you to hell. Because everything in the dark comes to the light, and you better pray it comes to the light of understanding in this world because you can race it. Because if you die, brothers and sisters, with all that sin on you, you'll be saying in the final day of judgment, all you have to do is beg Allah to send you back. You're not coming back. It's over for you of this world. So whatever you take out of this world is yours. And Allah will give you to the second that breath comes out of you, that spirit leaves you dead. It was dead earth before it came into your earth while you lived. That's why the baby have to come out and breathe in God's spirit. If he can't breathe it in, he's not waking up. But don't get upset, because that happens to a few women. The baby might get strangled by the cord, the umbilical cord. And sometimes today they do what they call an autopsy to see if you killed your baby. That's a natural death. But we get upset. Why? Because the baby didn't come in this world. That's because we don't understand. I don't want my baby to struggle, but I don't kill him either. I leave it up to the will of God. So every child don't come into this world, go right to paradise. It was too good to come into this world. And that's how you have to see it, and that's how you have to understand it. So you make another child. Allah will give it back to you if you accept his will. Think about it. When you're in this world, and I use it because I have a lot of Christians out there that's been listening to Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Excellent Enterprise, Mirage Speaks, and I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And they allowed me, and they sent me, that I was able to go viral. Not once, not twice, 3 times I get a letter saying, congratulations, you went to viral. But keep in mind, I can't see you out there when I'm on Block Talk Radio. But I speak like I'm talking to millions. And if in fact there's not millions out there, and there's only one or two out there, look how merciful God is. In my heart, I think I'm speaking to millions. In my heart, I want to talk to millions. Allah will reward you in the day of judgment as if in fact there was a million people out there. What is called good intention? Good intentions, brothers and sisters. Because you can do some good to us. We can see it. But Allah doesn't judge that act. He judges your intentions. A young man didn't like this little boy he was taking care of. He was getting in the way. Getting in the way of his wife. He just happened to have a son, 2 years old, 3 years old. And he took the little boy and threw it out in the street because no one was looking. Here come a car. But he happened to look over his head, and on the fourth floor, see, I'm from the projects. You don't have a fourth floor, you're in the house. An apartment building, yeah. Lines went up to the 8th floor. But it was the 4th floor. And he looked up, and Miss Mary saw him. He died for that baby. Why? He didn't want Miss Mary to tell him that he killed that child. But everybody on ground zero, hip hooray, boy, did he save that child. Sounds good, look good. But Allah will punish him for bad intentions. But let's say this man with good intention running to save this child, because he see this child's on their way out in the street. And he's running, and he trips and falls. The little child got hit by a bus. And she dies. He's hurt, brothers and sisters. But Allah will reward him for good intentions. That's the best way I can put it. Good intentions is you intend to do good, but it didn't happen. Allah rewards you anyway because it's good intention. Intention is not you did something wrong and you cleaned it up so nobody wouldn't know it was wrong. It's bad intentions. And these are the simple things that we don't take in consideration because why? We came to another level. We are reading the Holy Quran. In that book is no doubt. But what you fail to realize, you can't fake God. You can't play with God. You can't trick God. Oh, you can say the wrong thing. Let me give you another good example. This is a good metaphor. Your wife tell you, man, get out. Now, you have to go according to the law. And she called the police officer, and that shouldn't be done because they're killing you now. So you can call and you lose your husband. But I'm using it as a metaphor. You call the police officer there, hey, man, I paid for this house. This house is under my name. Tell that to the judge, but you got to go. So nobody kicks a woman out. Today, the woman can kick you out. And you out there. But for some reason, you don't come back. And you didn't come back because you saw something that you like. That's a little different than what you had. And you find out your wife is crying. Why? Because she didn't mean that. That was her emotions. If you'd have went and stayed out and go see your friend, go see your mother, and you came back, you'll find out she was a different person. Why? Because what came out of her mouth is not what she really had in her heart. So Allah, subhanahu wa Allah, glorify his name. What do? He don't judge you by your words. Judge you by your heart. And Allah knew that woman only said that out of emotion, out of ignorance. So we can't judge nobody. You didn't create yourself, so you can't judge anyone if you can't judge yourself. But listen to what Allah is saying to you, brothers and sisters. It said, that Jehovah Witness might call Allah a different God. Jehovah. There are many people that use that name. There could be your aunt, your uncle, might refer to God as a different name. Matter of fact, they can refer to God out of something you can't even find in the dictionary. Allah don't judge that. He only judges the heart of the human being. But deep down in the heart of the human being, you know when you really hurt, something that hurts you, you can feel the pain, that's where God is. And he knows that your heart pumps, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. He knows when you go through that 9 months and you're on that operation table, you can say anything you want, but your nature is crying out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, meaning God is great. God is great. Your soul cries out, God is great. Your spirit cries out, God is great. That's Allah. That's Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies his name. He is, brothers and sisters, he is the judgment of all of us. So now that we have came into a new knowledge, we are reverted back to our deen al-fitra. You know when you're a child? You know when you're a child, you're innocent? Now when you become 11 and 12 or 13, you become a man, you're a part of the world now, and you got to be judged. But yet when you're an infant and you're in the crib, you are righteous, pure. Well, the same way with knowledge. when you was introduced to knowledge of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Waruddin Muhammad, and he said, divine mind. Whoa, my mind is divine. Understand the Negro Foundation. A mind is the worst thing to waste. We got a divine mind. We're on the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Peace and blessings be upon the Prophet. We know how to make sajah prayer. Never did it before. We can make sajah prayer. We stand upright in Kayan, go down Raku, war, we Harazana. And we come back up and go down inside there and put our nostrils on the earth that our Lord breathed into the nostrils of our Father. And that big head that could rule that body, we submit the total will to God. We down on our knees. We got our toes bent. We submitting to the will of God. You're in paradise. But all of a sudden, you're growing up in knowledge. You're growing up in knowledge, and now you take on this world. In the sense of the word, you become arrogant. You think you're over top of someone. Oh, you're grown now. You ain't that little child. I mean, not physical. I'm talking about intellectual. You was in the crib, man, submitting. You loved everybody. We fathered the honor of Elijah Muhammad. We loved tough and kind. One for all for one. We was with the honor of Elijah Muhammad. We was babies. We were learning. We was in the crib, brother. But as soon as we grew up, you don't like this one. You don't like that one. You don't like this, that. You got a whole new school of thought. When you get big head, brother, you just right for God. You will be punished. And you will be punished in this world because I understand, and I understand very clearly. I understand that when something hurt, you ignore it. But that toe is sending you a message and warning you, my toe hurt. But you ignore it. Don't you know if something hurt, it sends a message to you? Wake up and realize, deal with that hurt. Then you have to get off it because you make it worse. These are the trials and errors that God takes us through. But we know the physical. You can comprehend that. But when I talk matter, that what you can't see, you're lost. You're in the dark. You don't want to comprehend. So you become a part of society. Now, don't misconstrue. I don't want you to ever think that I'm saying that God created us to be broke. God created us to be unproductive. Don't say that in the Quran. Allah says, dress my creation. Yes, brothers and sisters, sometimes you hear me being redundant. Some people say redundant. No, I'm consistent. Some people say that I'm arrogant. No, I'm convinced that God is great. And if that makes me angry, I magnify God, allow you to see that nothing I do right is only the will of God. Everything right is God. It's written. And God is with you if you understand it. If you don't understand it, you're not going to get there. But Allah don't like an individual that's just for himself as an individual. Allah likes that individual because community cannot make an individual, but community is that individual collectively. So you got to think about not just yourself, but your community. So when you're thinking and you're begging God, help me to help my community, whoa, that's a strong prayer, brothers and sisters. So we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. The praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant, messenger of God who follows that salute, that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophet that is mentioned in the Bible, in the Torah. It is mentioned in the Injil, as is given to us in the Holy Quran. Peace and blessings of Allah be upon the prophet, his descendants, and his companion. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa sa'asa wa sa'am wa sa'wa su'a li kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqallah wa deen. And brother, sister, we enjoy saying this because my Christians and my Jews and my Hindus and et cetera has been hearing me talk like this for 7 years. And this was not something that I wanted to do upon myself. And I always like to give credit where credit is due, because it says in the Quran, when you do not give credit where credit is due, you will get no more. And I enjoy doing that. Brother Alfred Muhammad, a communication, and he had Block Talk Radio. I knew nothing about Block Talk Radio. I'm ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, Pay-Per-View, Closed Circuit. All that's who I am. I don't do radio. I invite the radio, 550 of them, to every fight that I do, and try to convince the black communication, come down on Ground Zero, because when the big fights happen, I got to put you in the atmosphere. Because why? These people have been here. They're loyal. No Caucasians make their money and doing what? Helping me promote fights that they can write about the next day. That means something. It means a lot. But it was very difficult to get the African Americans to see that, but they was coming. But whoever thought I would be on the radio? So I went on the radio and I was speaking. And he called me back again, and I'm speaking. And he called me back again, and I'm speaking. And he asked me, would I take the radio for a month? I don't ever turn down a challenge. I said, okay. And it was about a month, maybe 2 months. His wife, who grew up with my daughter, and she was very close to my wife, and she put her arms around me, and I was sitting at a janazah. And she said, thank you for taking us viral. Now, I know about radio. And when she said viral, I said, whoa. So I really appreciated that, because that's what I do. I'm in the rating business. There's no other promoter can say on prime time they did a 49. I would did a 50 if Marvis would have went to the next round. And if he'd have went 5 rounds, I would have been up to 60. But 49 is the goal, and no one has touched it yet in prime time. I'm the rating man. Being in the business for 35 years on that level with continuity, that's impeccable. One that came from the project. And so, type of man, I don't wait around for no one. And there was a reason. There's no need for me to tell you the reason. But I called Block Talk Radio and said, everybody listens to me on Tuesday. I like to take Tuesday. They said, you got it. I said, where I sign? No, you got to have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I said, what do I want 7 days for? How many hours? 2 hours a day. I said, all right, give it to me for 2 months. No, 52 weeks. Travels at 25,000 miles per second. And I'm thinking, what the hell would I want to be on the radio for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year? And I thought about my community. I said, I can get others to come on. Hey, that'd be good. So maybe I'll just do Tuesday. So I had to do 7 days for a long time. Maybe that's why I went viral. They heard me every day. Boy, there's Rama, I'm the Rama. So I finally got people to come in and sisters to come in and took the weight off of me. And I've been on for 7 years. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it because it's like being a fighter. You're in the gym. You train for 4 months, but you don't have no fight. You see, brothers and sisters, the computer, the man's computer, was made from your computer of your intellectual mind. You see what that scientist did? Now, keep in mind, the typewriter came from a black man. So we, and if you go and look deeper, when they start going into that computer, that came from a black woman. So they stole a lot of things from us, but it was created by the creation of God, the human being. But the difference from that computer, because even your phone, they called it a smartphone. So what, we dummies? Yeah, you're a dummy of knowing how to operate that phone. But what do it all mean? We have a hard drive. And that subconscious mind is more closer than God than your conscious. Because Satan gets your conscious, but your conscious mind tells you don't do it. And we don't use our conscious mind because our conscious mind can kick you up. I'm going to give you a good example. Muhammad Ali used to teach me, if you hit him, you just put his conscious to sleep. But why didn't he go out? Because the subconscious is saying, stand up, don't go down. You can do it. You can do it. So Ali said, you got to hit him, boom, to get past the conscious and get to the subconscious, he's out. So you don't want the conscious to die on you. So we have a hard drive. So when you read and you study, you put it in your hard drive. Now, for 7 days a week, 2 hours a day, whoa, I had a lot in store up in my hard drive. Tonight, I was going to do Nasur Os. But too many calls came in, allowed me to say, I'm going to change it, because I can always do that. But something happened. Then I get a call from a brother I haven't heard from in a long time, and come to find out that he was so close to Muhammad Ali, writing a book. I'm impressed. Anybody that do anything that can generate clean money and give knowledge at the same time. But in hearing him, I was fascinated because I got away from what I was doing, listening to the things that he was telling me. And it looked like we've been together all our lives. Why? We were taught by the same school of thought that allowed us to grow in the first experience and the second experience. And he's around men that taught me, like Herbert Muhammad. Everybody thought I was his son. He said, go ahead. Don't use my name in vain, but you can tell him I'm your daddy. So Ali and I was very, very close, and he was telling me things that some I knew, some I didn't. And I was telling him things that he didn't know. And he said to me, you know, Miraj, you should write a book. I am writing this book. I am going to write it because it needs to be told. And my sister, my niece Serena Salima, she said, Brother Murat, I don't know what it is. Now, this sister reads the Quran every day, sometimes twice a day. Everybody knows that she reads that Quran. And she said, it's amazing that I get ready to ask you a question and you already gave the answer. Not one, two. I said, it can't be me. I say, Bismillah, and Allah takes over. Because I don't want to be selfish. But she said something I'm going to share with you. And the reason I'm sharing because it's profound. Nobody knows how I love this man. Now, you got to keep in mind that I love my father. I love my mother. I love a great deal of brothers. I'm sure I love my siblings. But I was asked if I would be interviewed. And the question was so unique, I got to repeat it. And I tell you, I'm not redundant, but I'm consistent. I said it before, I say it again. Just like the Holy Quran repeats itself. You're not going to learn the ending of God's wisdom. There's no beginning and no ending. The beginning is you. You just come into the now. That's your beginning. But you study all the way to your grave, from the cradle to the grave. We just talked about the cradle. Your intellectual mind, you 50, 60, 70-year-old, you're still in the cradle. There's new knowledge for you to learn. If you just search for it and listen to it, it can help you a great deal. So you're not going to find no end in the Holy Quran. And you don't know when the beginning, because you say, well, Murad, the book came 1,400 years ago. No, your nature came when Adam was created. Oh, what do you say, Murad, that our nature is a crime? Well, let's listen to Khadija. No, I'm sorry, Aisha. Aisha said, when the question was asked to her, who is your husband? Aisha, talking about Prophet Muhammad in the Medina. She said, my husband is a human walking Quran. There it is. You got it. Now you say, well, he was the prophet. Hold it. Hold it. Let's see what Allah says. Muhammad, yes, Lord. Tell them you are mortal human beings just like them. So you will never get hung up. That Jesus is, you will never get hung up. That Jesus is the Son of God. For Allah is independent. For Allah has no associates, no partners. Allah has no children. He has no wife. You can only come to your Lord as a servant, a slave servant, or you cannot approach him. So who is Muhammad the prophet? He's a mortal human being just like you, brothers and sisters. And I enjoy talking about that because we get hung up. We get hung up. You don't got to put things in the right perspective. I'll give you a good example. You got men that were so unproductive. You had men that couldn't even talk. You had men that stuttered. You had men that get high. You had men was unproductive. It was raised by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We'll not give him credit today. We'll not give him credit. Then I just tell you, when you don't give credit, credit's due, you don't get no more. But they're literally trying to say, you shouldn't bring up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother, you spineless, coward individual that listened to that. I didn't say whoop his ass, set. I didn't say that. We're too intelligent, but that's stupidity. And you should thank Allah, oh, Allah, I ain't stuck on stupid like that man, what he just said. Now you know a stupid individual. But yet, he's spreading it. Because he has no dignity, he has no backbone, and he was never in the army back then. Nah, brothers and sisters. But he's upset because he can't produce anything. Now, the point I'm trying to get to, how in the world can he come to prayer, Sajda prayer, dirty, filthy, my brother, they were low-lifed. For the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased in the Grand Paradise, he said, I didn't come here to teach you religion, you unintelligent individual. He said it out loud. I didn't come here to teach you religion. I came to clean you up, and one after me will teach you your true religion. So tell the truth, fool. Tell them that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad has never taught us Al-Islam. He said Islam. He introduced us to the word. He introduced us to the Quran. And we took it out on Ramadan. And Ramadan is four seasons, but he know you weren't qualified to submit the four seasons. So he made it the shortest time of the season, December. 5 o'clock, you can eat. No way we could have waited till 8:30 in some of the seasons. So he was smart. What was he? Voodoo. He was voodoo, fool. Now you're clean. You ready for Al-Islam. That's like saying, I don't like my mama. But she could have flushed you down the toilet. But I don't like my mama. She gave you her nipples so you can drink real milk, not no formula. You sucking that breast and you getting all the vitamins that you deserve to have that God created. When you're sick, he nursed you back to health. When you can't walk, he will catch you. She will carry you. She will protect you. She raised you. And now you are a grown man. You on your own, and you say you don't like your mother. You say you don't like your mother. Your mother's a kafir. You don't even know what a kafir is. And that's how I treat them. I say, explain that word you just used. They can't do it because their tongue done changed their whole culture. They didn't want to talk like someone. See, I'm like Muhammad said, I'm like subtracting the like repel. Keep them foreigners away from you. He didn't hate them. He knew you would do just what you're doing right now. You want to dress like them, you want to look like them, you want to think like them, you want to act like them. But keep in mind, brothers and sisters, they're being paid. Anybody that never had a job is being paid. You can't make it in America and don't work. So they play on female. They jump for one. You got a home? I'm coming. You got money? I'm coming. You got a new car? I'm coming. They don't have nothing. Never had nothing. But yet they never kept a job. Why? Because they're being paid. So they are put amongst us. To what? Keep you in hell. And you can't see it. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad used to say to us, and I'm going to quote him, because it was real. Can you fool a Muslim? 2020, not nowadays. You can't fool me. And you can't fool anybody that ever came up under that teaching. Why do we love the devil? Because he gives you nothing. And you sitting around waiting for someone to send you a check when you won't get up and do for yourself. We're wealthy, brother. Because he remember what Wallace Muhammad taught me that. He said the Arabs are rich with oil. But we who caught hell for 400 years in physical slavery and close to a year in mentally slavery. So that's five. But we are rich with the spirit of the Quran. Hey, that's what I teach, the Quran. I teach how you're supposed to live the Quran, because that's all it is a blueprint. But you got to get up and read it. But they got a new thing now. The new thing is give them the hadith. Now, I just want you to think of something. If we don't raise our own cattle, how do you know it's halal? Well, we can't afford to raise our own cattle, so we have to say Bismillah. And they call it halal. We don't know it's halal because you slaughter the animal, but Bismillah, because you sneak up on the animal so the poison don't come in. But the animal could have been no good before you got it. All these sick animals, send them to the black man. Because why? He don't do nothing for himself. So send them the animal. And then you got men that don't care from the foreign country, know that animal ain't no good. But give it to the Negroes who say they in Islam. Well, most of them believe you're Muslim. Because most of them were not Muslim in their actions and deeds in their own country. They were forced to. You was an outcast if you wasn't. That's why they rush here, because it's democracy here. There's no democracy over there. And it came here and stumbled up on the dumbfounded men and women that want to be like them. They got sold down to sisters is ignoring the brothers, and don't, if you are FYI, they don't even want to talk to you, but yet they'll take your money. Oh, what can I do for you, brother? Well, I have to bury this. No problem. Come to that same sister, and they hymn, and they sing, and they say Jesus, and they hit the, and she don't bother. Soon as the brother come, if he ain't wearing the robe, she called the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Elijah Poole. I had to tell her, I said, sister, there's some crazy men that didn't come fully healed. I believe you better stop talking bad about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Take it out of your mouth. Well, you have to speak about it anyway. They paid you, and they don't pay you to tell them how to bury their loved ones. But you got men planting that kind of stuff. And I can understand him if he was King Kong, or you got the spineless ones that produce things like that. Never did nothing in their life, but they hide behind women. So they put the women out front. I can't accept it. I'm going to have to checkmate you. I surely won't let nothing happen to you. And I sure will put you in your place. But they want to be imams and they want to take over. I said, you know, let her keep it up. Go to the owner and tell her we're shutting him down. Go to the owner and boycott it. Let's see if they get past the FOI. We got a right to boycott, but see if you're going to walk past us. So his business go down. She just lost her business. But you losing what? You hurting the children. What? You're hurting the husband. What? You're hurting the mother and father who you give money to. So you can't really do that, but you're hoping that you can allow her to come to her senses. You don't talk about a man we love. You don't talk about the man that helped raise us. You don't talk about a man that did something America couldn't do. Look at us today. And so the question was asked to me, because this sister said, Bob, when you said that, you brought my dream into fruition. I'm trying to figure out, what is she talking about? See, they asked me a question on TV. After telling them, now they're calling me a prophet, I told you Tyson and Roy Jones Jr. was not going to happen. The timing is wrong. I asked Ray Robinson, he used to come around Muhammad Ali. I said, Ray, why you knock out so many people? He said, timing. Because if you throw that right hand or that left hook and he dropped that chin, you ain't got him. You hurt him, but you can't knock him out. So it's called timing to hit the chin. Well, you have to be on time for everything. You don't get to the bank on time, it's closed. You can't get anything out of the bank. If you get to the airport and you late and the plane took off, there's nothing you can do about it. So timing is important. You got to understand what time it is. And so I was asked the question, if someone that passed away that you love, which one would you want to come back that you can speak to? And I said the truth. I love my mother, love my father. I love him, my wife's been Muhammad. I love Ms. Farrakhan. He ain't dead, he's here. I said, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to thank him for what he did for me, to thank him what he did for millions. Yes. She said that touched her heart because she dreamt that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came back. In spirit, they don't die. Let me tell you what Jesus said. Jesus said, and I'm going to quote him, he said, I'm going to leave you. This is what he said to his flock. I'm going to leave you, but I'm coming back. I shall return. He didn't say it like that. I'm using the everyday words. I shall return. But I'm going to leave you with my mother. Wow. Everybody thought that was Mary, Virgin Mary. Now, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, how many years? 2,000 years? 3,000 years? How many years did Jesus leave here? So you thought the mama will be here? He said, I'm going to leave you my mother. So they praise Virgin Mary because in their mind, physically, she's here. And they worship her. Because why? Some believe that Jesus is God. Some believe that Jesus is the Son of God. And some believe that the only way you're going to get to God is to come through Jesus. But Jesus is not here. He said he's going to leave, but he shall return. But when you study the Holy Quran, the Quran brings you out of that physical. And what he is saying, all you mothers is his mother. Whether you born 1,400 years ago, or you were born 10 years ago, when you born, when you come out of that womb as a female, that's his mother. Because that mother is going to produce who? Another Jesus. And that another Jesus is going to be walk this earth just like him, doing what? Doing what? Preaching the word of God. So when you hear Ms. Farrakhan say, I am Jesus, you didn't get it. Because you Jesus, brother. You Jesus, brother. We are Jesus. You are Moses. You are Abraham. You are Noah. Should I go on? You get the point? That's all he meant. That's all he meant. But you couldn't understand it because why? They leave us physical because they don't believe you're intelligent enough to comprehend. You have to comprehend what scripture is talking about. I heard you remember what Steve Muhammad, he used to say, Ron, I said, yes, buddy, man, I'm in paradise. Whoa, I want to be in paradise. I said, how you get in paradise, buddy, man? He said, I read all of Revelation. We got so, man, we think the Bible is taboo. And the Bible, brothers and sisters, whether you like it or not, it began with what? Genesis. Well, what did it end with? Revelation. So here comes the Bible. Now here come the Quran. Where's the Quran? The Quran begin with what? It began with Revelation. So wait a minute, Ron, what are you talking about? The Bible is the extent, the Quran is the extent of the Bible. Well, how could that be? Allah didn't come to change everything in the Bible. He came to correct that which you say about him that's not correct. we'll make it crystal clear. Because what's in the Bible is in the Quran, if it's Allah. So Allah didn't just allow man to create a book and he in the system. So brothers and sisters, I took upon myself to change because of what I've heard. And I believe that you're not listening to the Quran. There's only one holy book that has the words of God in it, the Holy Quran. The religious leaders, they say scripture is not all the words of God. They say it. They say that about scriptures that have came, their own scripture is not all the word of God. But we Muslims, we're not criticizing them. I'm talking about we Muslims in Al-Islam, because every human being is a Muslim. I'm talking about in our religion. This is what they have said about those prophets. Now, others came behind those prophets and brought the book, the Bible, the New Testament. Most of them did not agree with the Apostle Paul. The Christians reject him. Now, this is true. We didn't reject him. He didn't come to Islam. But Apostle Paul was a bad man, brother, sister. He was preaching the gospel. Paul was one of the major authors of the book, the New Testament. It was not agreeable in Christianity and the church. The history says all what Paul received from God. We in Islam, we claim only the words of God is in the Quran. Nothing in the Quran comes from Muhammad, the prophet himself. Isn't that amazing? Nothing that Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, wrote the Quran. No, he did not. He did not, brothers and sisters. But in Islam, we claim the only words of God is in the Quran. Nothing in the Quran comes from Muhammad, the prophet himself. He was not acquainted with scripture, so he couldn't have. He knew nothing about scripture. Strange to him when he heard it. So we have to understand where the prophet came from, what inspired him to come, because God directed him. God directed himself, the Most High, the Most High, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful God. See what happens when God comes to you? He knew nothing, because Allah needs nothing from this earth. He needs nothing from you. So he found a man that didn't even know scripture, knew nothing about scripture. But what did he know? He stayed in his nature. Speak Al-Amin. He was Al-Amin, trustworthy. But he had to prove it. He lived 40 years. 40 years to prove his 40 years. He didn't waver. Christianity, Judaism, paganism, he didn't even touch it. But they all loved him because he was hospitable, he was humble. And today you imams are arrogant. Today you think you're better than anyone. But the Quran don't talk like that. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, don't talk like that. For your job is to read Revelation like I'm doing. But you're not overtopping nobody. The community puts you there. The community takes you down. For some reason, the community don't want to sleep. For some reason, we have lost our destiny. For some reason, we are lost and we are blessed. We're the Khalifa. Khalifa, we came from mud, dirt, and clay, and dust. And Allah raised us up from that. And by raising us up, brothers and sisters, we should understand that we are special. But you don't believe you're special. You believe that you're supposed to be complacent. Nothing in Islam is complacent. Allah is moving every second of a moment and making things better for you and I in this world. Ain't no such thing as you complacent. But these men got you in the position because they never went anywhere. I tell them all, line up. Give me your resume. Show me what you did in the last 10 years. No, how about the last 5 years? No, how about the last 2 years? Nothing you produced. How is it that the president of the United States can only be in for 8 years? How is it that Donald Trump is doing everything? The President Trump, I got to call him president. He is our president until we get him out of there. The President Trump have to run for office. But I don't see you E-Mans running for office. Y'all think y'all got a lifetime guarantee. Yeah, you got a lifetime guarantee now. Deaf, dumb, and blind. Put them back to sleep after the Almighty Muhammad woke them up, but yet you won't give them credit. And he said, one after me will teach you your true religion, and you so selfish that came from his laws and from the womb of Sister Clara Muhammad. And he looked like us, walked like us, talked like us, caught hell like us, but you fear that Allah is not going to give it to him. I'll tell you what Imam Sirat said. Imam Sirat said, he left Imam Wallace Muhammad, went over there to the foreigners and learned, because he said, why would he let a guy that grew up in America to teach him what he wanted to learn, even though he brought him to the Sunnah? He said, when he came home and started talking to Imam Wallace Muhammad, he realized, man, he made a big mistake to leave him. He got out the classroom. Because we don't think that Allah would give us a gift, and yet we suffer worse than any human being on the face of the planet. And now we have to be some. We're in slavery for 400 years. We come out of slavery, we're 3/5 of a human being. We can't produce nothing. And then here come the foreigners, and all of a sudden we want to dress like them, look like them, walk like them. We just left our black woman behind. And that's amazing. 400,000 Muslims, 400 brothers and sisters. And we don't even know each other. We've been living here for over 25 years since they done came, and we don't even know who's who. Muhammad the Prophet is a mercy to all brothers and sisters, all the world. This is revealed as in the Quran. Allah is in the Quran. He's the prophet. He knew anything about this. He didn't have access to any of this knowledge. In the Quran, it says, what kind of book is this that leaves out nothing small or big? We have to understand the Quran, brothers and sisters. We have to know the context of what it is addressing. You don't even know the context of what it's addressing. You want to be like the companions of 1,400 years ago. Yes, they did a wonderful job, but they ain't here in the 21st century. They're not here in 2020. Things have changed. Things have evolved. So if you think God will teach us in the Quran, but yet you don't understand the context of what it applies to, well, let me tell you what the context is. We have to understand the Quran. We have to understand that is addressing every book in the world that was printed. And our book didn't leave out nothing, small or big. No. I don't talk about rhetoric. He only talks about what he has produced. So the book has a lot of foolishness, nonsense. The Quran did not address that rhetoric. The Quran only addressed what the people claim is the word of God. And that's the author himself. God is the Quran. And Allah gave us Muhammad to challenge you. You, brothers, to prove what you say is not from God. It's not from God to tell you to stay away from your aunt and your uncle because they didn't accept this religion. It's not from God to tell you to treat someone because of their culture different than yours. It's not from God. God did not tell us that. For Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and blessings be upon him, for all humanity, brothers and sisters. And because it's for all humanity, you're supposed to be teaching to all humanity. Now, I had a conversation, and I was telling the brother that Allah has put us in neutral. The Quran said we will rest, not become restless, but rest your mind. Dhikr Allahu Akbar. Dhikr Allahu Akbar is the best conscious thinking you can have. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. But I was telling the sister, and she didn't grasp it, but she got an understanding. I said, oh, you look so beautiful, but why you had beads? She said, oh, these beads is not made out of the beads the Christians use. I said, oh, it does not, huh? She said, no. I said, is it made for man? Yes. So I said, Allah gave you a built-in market, my sister, a built-in mechanism. You know what that is? Your five fingers. And surely I don't have time to go through an hour of why these five fingers exist. Understand that Allah didn't want you to name 99 attributes. Well, he only gave us three. Isn't that amazing? Three. Just three. But you have to dicker with the thumb because the thumb has a meaning to it. And the thumb allows you to understand why you do 33 on each finger. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Why do you praise God? Why you glorify God? Why you acknowledge God as being the greatest of all? And nothing compares to him. He's the system of all knowledge. Why are we doing that? Because that's your five senses. Because after you dicker with that thumb, the thumb rules. And because the thumb rules, it makes a conscious decision. Because they did that in the warrior, the king, or even Pharaoh had the warriors fighting each other. But when they fought and they won, he couldn't say kill them. He had to go to the community. Now, he's Pharaoh, but he had to go to the community, and the community say, live or die. See, the thumb rules. Live goes up, die goes down. Well, that's symbolic of you doing dhikr, Allahu Akbar, because when you finish, you got to make a sound decision. You're either going to get up from there and be someone, or you're going to die. Which one you choose? So you can't do that with no beads. You can't do that with nothing man gave you. Allah needs nothing from this creation. So everything is built in us. The whole entire universe is in us. The sun is in you. The moon is in you. The stars are in you. Yes, including the animals. Go watch. Go just go and look at God's creation and you'll see yourself. These are the things that we have to learn. If you want to really study yourself, study the plant. Boy, is that plant so close to us. But that weed can come up from the ground, can come up from the cement, can come up from the tar. And that bush can go and crawl across the highway. And if no car comes by and cut it off, it will keep crawling until it gets to a wall. And that weed will stand straight up. That's us. That's who we are. Now, the leaf falls from the tree without the will of Allah. To let you know there's nothing you can do, human, without my will. Well, he willed me to kill. No, he didn't. Well, he permitted you. You made that decision. The angels got a job, brothers and sisters. And the angels cannot rationalize. They only know what God taught. But we are a little above the angel. To be above the angel, Lord, is simple. They got a job. We have a responsibility. We have to make a decision. So Satan can't will you to do nothing. But he can bring you down to that animal flesh. And you're now down there in animal kingdom. And they're telling you down there that animals are saying, what are you doing down here, human? Because they can't come up to our level. That's why Satan don't like us. Because he's a being, but he can't be a human being. So he's jealous. And he's so jealous that he's going to crisscross you. He's going from the left to the right, the front, the back, and he got you. So I was talking to my niece, and she was talking about her husband, and somebody told her, no too many women like you. I said, that's the angel talking to you. Because we have to be married. Ain't no bachelors in this religion. We had to come in here as one. One soul. And everything that's in our community, we are like Solomon. He had 950 wives, and you took it physically. The women is a community. So they wives. We should love them as a wife. We should love them because we're their husband from the neck up. Now, you chose to go below the neck. Allah said, give them their dignity. What is that, Marah? Marry. You don't marry them, don't touch them. This is Allah in the Quran. It speaks about that in the Quran. Sisters and brothers, if you would read the Holy Quran and don't question God, I just told you, I reiterate, Muhammad the Prophet didn't write the Quran. He recited, brothers and sisters, the words of God. Well, Murad, it says that Allah didn't make us perfect. Right. It says that if we don't sin, yes, if we don't sin, what? We will be removed from this earth and Allah will replace with those who sin. Yes, that's in the Quran. Why? Because you don't come to Allah until you hurt. You don't come to Allah until you sin. You don't come to Allah if you're in trouble, and you sure comes to Allah when you die. So, yeah, that's your trial. You got to come to your Lord. So how is it that Muhammad the Prophet, you say he's human, in him and in us, what makes him the perfect example? That's a good question because you're thinking. But allow me to bring it to a clarity. He's perfect for us. 23 years he wrote, he recited what God said. That's perfect. He never told you what he said. He told you what Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorify his name, said. That's perfect. So that makes him the perfect example. because the Quran was written by him reciting what Angel Jabir brought to him for 23 years, from Fatiha to Hanas, the entire Quran. And when it was over, Allah removed him. So he was a perfect example. Did he bleed? Yes. Did he get tricked by his wife? Yes. Did he make mistakes and sin? Yes. But when he stood in that position that we stand in now, called Juma, he never was over. Till all of a sudden now they were walking upstairs and they're over above the masala, as if they're flying, they're over topping you. That's paganism. Yes, I said it's paganism. And then you got people over here. I've been in front of many imams on the shore board, and I said to them, all of you are imams in your country. Please stand up. Nobody stood. And I said, you know why you're not? Because you ain't qualified. Who the hell are you to come here and say you're going to be over top of us? And you're not even qualified in the country you grew up on. But you will come here and tell us what to do and how to do it. I'm not saying you might can give us good advice, but brother, imams are not no leader over anything. They are on the post of Prophet Muhammad. That's his office. And you're supposed to conduct yourself just like him. But they're not. And when you see them not, you know right away, once again, either they're egotistic maniacs or they're here to keep you in hell. That's my humble opinion. And I'm going to tell you because I'm able. This is my radio show. I say what I want to say. And I give you opportunity. On Friday, call in. Come to conference call. Call in. Murad Muhammad at yahoo.com. You can do that. I'll be happy to answer. But you can call and say what's on your mind, what's on your. But what I don't want stupidity and arguments. Stay where you are. Don't come to our radio show. Just talk. What you're saying, you're talking to the world. And I say to brothers all the time, if you just said it to me, I say, thank you, brother. I'll talk to you later. Peace. But if you got innocent people standing around, you say something like that, I got to checkmate you because you're planting a seed. That's the wrong seed. You can't plant that seed. So let me end with this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, leave them two gifts. And the gift was what? The gift was the Holy Quran and his Sunnah. So where did these hadith come? They say over 99.5% is not authentic. And they said the half that 1% is not authentic. So where, if they're going to send us meat to eat that we're getting sick from, where is that 0.5%? Did they bring us that hadith? I don't. And how do you know the difference? I'm going to tell you, your nature. You can get that out of here because it don't make sense. But you also saying that the Quran is not efficient. Didn't I just tell you not everything small or large is in the Quran? So how is it that you can't learn about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the Quran? You said Allah left it out? Well, brother, I have to learn how he walked and how he talked and how he carried his stick. Man, you don't know anything about that. But the point is, I'm not saying Dick and Jane went up the hill wasn't true. I don't put emphasis on it. I ain't say everything in the Bible is true. I just told you that. But don't tell me I cannot read the Bible. I don't stay there because Satan loves to be there. I read the Holy Quran. But the jinn has the right to create one of his own. The jinn has a right to make you think you're speaking the Quran and you're only saying what he guides you to say. That's how powerful that jinn is. He don't have a will over you. Elijah Muhammad said it very clear. In the final day of judgment, you're going to say, the devil made me do it. He said, no, I didn't make you do it. I called you and you simply can't. I thank you for listening. I say anything to hurt anybody, I apologize from the bottom of my heart. That's not my intention. My intention is to wake you up. And some people think I don't like this one. I don't like. I think I love you better than you love yourself. But don't give me the credit. You can take my picture and spit on it. Just do right. Stay in your deen al-fitra. If I said anything incorrect, we human. We make mistakes upon the law. But if I said anything, allow you to stand up in your spirit, allow you to stand up in your soul, allow you to stand up in your deen or fitra in the nature in which you was created, and allow you to be obedient, faithful to God, your taqwa. Don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our father, Adam, which we don't talk about. I love talking about our father, Adam. That's why I got married at 16. Because I realized if he came here as one with his wife, Eve, not it, Eve. And I greet you from our brother, father. Yes, he's our father, but not our biological father. Adam is his father. Abraham is the father of intellectual minds and all nationality. That alone will teach you the intellect can find God, and you don't need a third party or a second one. Just search for God. He's right there in the Holy Quran, close to you in your jugular vein. And I greet you from our brother Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. And he says, in me. What's in me is in you. I'm in you and you are in me. Oh, strong statement. Jesus, peace, 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 and blessed be upon him. And I greet you from Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He said it a little different. And the peace and blessing be upon him and his sinners and his companion. He said, we're a mirror of one another. Wow. You can't cheat a mirror. What you see is what you get. And we're a mirror of one another. You want for your brother that which you want for yourself. That's strong. And I greet you from the Arabic words of the Holy Quran, Arabiyah, the words of the Holy Quran. As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. I'm your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. And inshallah, I return tomorrow, Tuesday, and Tuesday is when I turn on the conference call. And the conference call is for all of you to call in. And if you call in, you can ask me questions. I allow two questions so everybody can get a time. And it's been doing well because these questions help the people that listen, because I put you with Blog Talk Radio. And so those means that people can see that we in Islam is commissary. When we was following Amalai Muhammad, we used to knock the doors and talk to them. Today, we don't even go out. We don't even sit with them. We don't even go amongst them. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But because of the Black Lives Matter, and we the one who created the black man, is the Asiatic black man, and James Brown came back and sung it, we're black and we're proud. And today, the little insignificant young man named George Floyd, that man has now went to paradise with a legacy left behind. And it tapped the intellect as well as the nature of every human being around the world. Where are we? Where are we in Islam? There's no way that we were not supposed to be a part of that when we established all of this. When they were locking up our men, killing our men in the hole for 23, 27 to 8 years. Come on, brothers and sisters. We established it, but yet we don't like each other. You can wear any clothes you want. You can bleed the way you want. That's your business. But we're supposed to love each other. I can't judge you. You can't judge me. Inshallah, tune in tomorrow. Peace and love. Thank you for listening.